I'm 43 years old. I'm straight. My country, I'm from Spain, but I'm based in UK, in England. And if I need to describe my first memory of having an orgasm, probably I was at the age of 16, maybe early. No, I think 16. I was alone in my home. And I just touched myself, and I think was the first time I really have an orgasm. However, I did have relation before with the partner, but that was the first time on my own on the age of 16. Question number four. For me, when we talk about the orgasms, I feel like it's me I'm totally connected with, and and probably I have an orgasm every single time I have a relation with someone or with myself. And I try to do quite often, like every 2-3 days. And yeah, I feel very connected with this part of myself. Question number five, if they all feel the same? Absolutely not. They are all different, and some have go up and down with the intensity. It's just different kind of vibration, I suppose. Number six, after my orgasms, I feel really good. To be honest, I do sometimes to release stress. So if I'm working with a deadline and I have so many things to do, I'm just like overwhelming, I just stop, have a bath, touch myself, or either just do it without the bath. It's something like really help me to connect again with my body, with myself, and calm me down really. So it's a very good stress release. On the question number seven, when we talk about was masturbation supported in your home growing up? Yes, absolutely. My parents, that are very open mind, also my dad basically, and he always asked me if I have any doubt or if I need to, you know, like if I want to know things. So that was very good, actually. And I never ever have any experience of shame or guilt regarding all these things. It's like, no, it's, the experience was always about pleasure and control and decision, of course, and it's quite good. Question number eight, unfortunately, I never have the body shed workshop. I was looking to go there, but the flights was very expensive. The course in general was a little bit expensive too. But I watching so many documentaries, so many interviews with her. I know her for a very long time. So yeah, it's something I'm afraid quite upset I didn't do, but a couple of times I follow the instructions, so I did on my own, and more or less I know what is going on. And I also was thinking to be more open, you know, like be part of the community and maybe working with some people here, but at the end never happened. And the question number one, sorry, number nine, actually, it's quite interesting because the answer is yes. It's like my organs, when they are alone, they are completely different, and sometimes I will say better than with a partner. I don't know if it's because of the friction or because of the situation, but what I really know is, sometimes it's better on my own. And if I have always orgasm with my partner, no, but it's like yes on a 90%. So actually I do the most of the time. And the last question, what will you tell your younger self about orgasm? Is, to be honest, I will not change much, as I was really open with, in terms of understand and use my body as a key and enjoy it, trying to know what is going on. But I probably will made an effort to do a workshop and learn a little bit more deeper about all of that. And just want to say so thank you for this amazing moment and be able to share that information, and good luck with the project.